It's 10:34 along the Wasatch Front, and you're listening to the Gold Standard Original Backcountry Utah here on AM 630, The Voice of Utah. Stick around. Coming up in just a few minutes, David B. South is joining us, and we're talking about safe homes for your family. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful weather. You're listening to Backcountry Utah. David B. South returns once again from the Monolithic Dome Institute. And the Monolithic Dome buildings are safe sound structures. And I know that there's a story out there where someone actually made a comment about how well they sleep at night in one of these buildings.
I had a gal and her husband come looking at one of our domes a little while ago. And she walked around inside, and then she turned to her husband and she said, "If you'll build me one of these, you can go." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, he likes to go over to Egypt and work, and he goes over there 6 months at a time." And she said, "I am scared spitless all the time he's gone. But," she said, "in here, I totally feel safe." And I said, "Well, can we spend another minute or two on this?" She said, "Sure." I said, "Well, it's got a window. It's got a door. You can knock the window out." She said, "Mr. South, I don't know what the difference is, but I feel safe." And we were a couple hundred feet from the freeway as we were talking. And she said, "You see, you don't hear the freeway. You don't hear anything outside." She said, "It is quiet in here. And when we sit here in the living room," she said, "I feel safe." And I thought that was really astounding. And that's what lots of the people tell me. They feel safe. And as you say, they go to bed and go to sleep. That hurricane that went through, Hurricane Ivan, that went through Pensacola Beach, the TV crew spent the night, and they said after the first bit of howling and the hurricane hitting and the bouncing of the cars off the building, they, of course, lost their power. And they said there wasn't anything to do but just go to bed and go to sleep.
Earthquake resistant, they're fire resistant, they're tornado resistant.
Energy efficient, long-lasting, all of those things. But they're also 21st century. You never look at a picture, somebody's depiction of what the next century will be, that it isn't full of domes. And it's very simple why. If you really look into it, you cover more space with a dome than you can with any other structure. And in the 19th and the 20th century, lumber has been our way of building things in America. You cut a piece of lumber and make our buildings. Well, lumber is getting scarcer and more expensive. So consequently, we need other methods. Well, let's build a round building. We can build it with other materials. And when you build it in the round, it just becomes so much stronger. 1 inch of concrete in the round is stronger than 6 or 8 inches in a vertical wall. In fact, Dr. Wilson ran some numbers for me for bombs going off alongside of a wall. And he said, "I know it's hard for you to believe, but a 12-inch thick double reinforced concrete wall will not hold against the bomb any better than the 2-inch concrete dome, because the 2-inch concrete dome pulls the energy around it rather than focusing it like it does in a straight wall. So we need that 21st century technology. We need the energy savings and the strength, and then just the much, 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 much less material. A lot of our little houses will actually use 50% more concrete to build the entire house as we do to pour the floor. It's just amazing savings on the amount of concrete in a building.
You know, one other thing that ties into the state of Utah strongly, there's actually several ties of the domes here in the state of Utah. One of the first domes, actually, that you had some effort in was built in Provo, actually, the old Dream Store.
I'm glad you brought it up. That was a concrete dome building. It wasn't a monolithic dome, because I hadn't started building them by then. It was built by stacking up a pile of dirt and smoothing the dirt out, then pouring concrete over it. That stack of dirt for Reams Market was like taking 8 inches off of 40 acres, and a huge pile of dirt. And then they poured it on it. And what was fascinating about that building was that after it was built originally for an ice skating rink. Well, the city council went to the construction people and said, we're really sorry. We gave you a building permit. You did everything right. You've got it built. But we're having so many people call us, and they're frightened to have their kids go spend time in that ice rink. He said, we can't give you a permit to go ahead and use it. And so this guy said, well, how can we prove, how can we get it? And they actually went down and rented 360,000 pounds of concrete block and hauled the block out there and covered the top of that building with that block just to prove it wouldn't fall in. And the engineer, Dr. Wilson, said his biggest disappointment was they weren't careful enough in their measurement to see how much the block moved the dome, because it moved it so little they couldn't measure how much it did move it. Well, the fun part of that story is then it was turned over to Reams for a special market, and then it got old, it got tired, it got in the wrong place, and they decided to tear it down. And if you go to our website, and in the little search engine, you type in Reams Market, it will show you the pictures of it being torn down and the machine they used to tear it down with. And it is absolutely fascinating. They beat that thing with a 5,000-pound ball, literally had to cut it into chunk before it finally came in. It's really special. Ryan, if you get a chance, you ought to go look at it on the website. That shows just a little bit what that building was built and how it was built.
They're remarkable. In fact, I know a lot of these actually had been targets for bombs, and they still held up overseas.
You're right. On that same website of ours, Abu Dhabi in Iraq, they dropped a 5,000-pound bomb on one of the big domes that we built in Basra. It popped a new hole in the top, made a new skylight, went off inside, just gutted everything inside, but didn't bring the building down. The British went in, cleaned it out, and it was their headquarters there in Basra.
And you know, and these things are works of art. Another local tie is some architects here in the state of Utah that actually helped design the LDS temples, also designed dome homes too.
Lee Gray has an office there, Leland A. Gray in Salt Lake, and he's done a huge amount of help with me on building, designing buildings all over the country. He's a very good architect.
Again, if folks want to stop by your website, if they want to take advantage of maybe the dome tour and learn more about what's going on, maybe see some homes, it's all at one great website.
Thank you, Brian. That is correct. Monolithic.com. If you print Monolithic out, it's a pile of paper 30 inches tall. So there's just a huge amount of information. We tried to have something in there for everybody.
I know you got the old copies of the Roundup that used to be published. Those are all available online.
That's right. You make me feel older. I'm already old, but it makes me feel older because just time is going by so fast. Do you realize we're 10 years into the 20th century already? Almost 11? Isn't it incredible?
You know, and other resources you have on your website that I really like are your calculators to help you design your home and find out what it would cost and also what you would save, I believe.
Oh, yeah. And if anybody has questions, they're also welcome to call or to email us. We've got a full staff here that likes to talk. And again, in this 21st century, we're using the Skype and the phones that are tied into the email and the website. We all live in a wonderful, wonderful era. I can't even begin to imagine what it'll be like in another 100 years or 90 years. If you just think back, 100 years ago, we never had cars. Oh, there were a couple of toy cars that they were making in 1910. Well, there weren't cars. But now, how would you like to try and get by without one? Maybe 100 years from now, there won't be any cars. Maybe somebody will say, boy, they used to have cars. You ever seen a car? I think we live in a wonderful time, a wonderful world. I fuss sometimes about we don't get into the 21st century. We're getting better at it. We're getting better, I think. It's just like these buildings. You build them once, and you don't have to knock down the forest for the second one. We got something the family can use. Our needs change. The houses can be remodeled and changed. I think we're living a very, very fun time.
Website one more time?
monolithic.com. You know, obviously you get the www, but you really don't need that. You just click on it and type in monolithic.com. Bang, you've got our website. We also have one I'd like everybody invited to look at called Dome Living. Now, Dome Living is basically about how you can build rentals. And if I could persuade people to get involved in building these rentals, I would. Because what they're designed to build is to help the people that don't make a lot of money, which happens to be an awful lot of Americans that live very sparsely. And these dome rentals, if you go to monolithic.com, you'll see that. You'll see the cabins. If you got the time, I'd encourage anybody to take a look at it.
David, it has been a pleasure visiting with you once again.
Brian, thank you very much. It's been fun. It is fun that you and I talk. Thanks for calling.
You have a great day.
Okay. See you later.